Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the Majority Leader of the Assembly, Ray Hager, has the rundown.
Thanks, Sam. Today's guest is Assemblyman John Osagura of North Las Vegas. We'll be talking about the budget, of course, and also secrecy in the legislature.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Mayor Bob Kroll, Liz McMenamin, and Wayne Frediani. It's all coming up next from the Capitol on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and reviewjournal.com.
Richard Blocky rides half-ton bulls. It's risky, but he'll take no chance deciding his family's life insurance plan. He researches, shops, and then checks with us. He gets peace of mind by protecting his assets. Dana Gregg jumps out of planes at 13,000 feet. It's dangerous, but he'll take no chance deciding his homeowner's insurance plan. He researches, shops, and then checks with us. He gets peace of mind by protecting his assets. Check with us before you write a check.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, Safe Ride Home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Item 29 was held, so that brings us to item 30, which is related to 31 and 32 and can be heard together if the commission wishes.
Items 30, 31, and 32 have been called forward. Is there any discussion on those items from the commission?
Yeah. Hey, Roy. It'd really mean a lot to me if we could put to motion item 30. It's my favorite, personal favorite.
There's an easier way inside local politics. Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we welcome to the program the Assembly Majority Leader, John Osagura. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
It's good to be here.
Molly Ball reporting this morning in the Las Vegas Review-Journal that both the Democrats in the Assembly and Republicans in both houses agree on a plan to cut higher education by 13%, but the Majority Leader, Stephen Horsford, wants a cut of just 12%. The disagreement amounts to about $14 million out of a multi-billion dollar budget. Where do we really stand on this, and where's it going to end?
Yeah, I think that's an accurate description of where we're at. You know, everybody's given a lot. We've gone from 36% down to about 20, and then over the last week crept on down to around 12, 13, 14%. And, you know, nobody wants to cut higher education by that much. So we're down to the last few dollars. Hopefully this morning we can get that worked out.
Where does the problem lie? Is it between Speaker Buckley and the Majority Leader?
Well, I think that some lines have been drawn in the sand. The Republicans don't want to go up on the revenue. The Democrats don't want to go down, I guess, funding of the school. I mean, we want to go down on the funding of the school. So one has to go up and one has to come down. And so we're working on it.
Let's just say that. Are
you running out of time? We are running out of time. I think it's about a 50-50 shot right now getting done on time. The problem with that is if we don't get done on time, there still has to be revenue to get to the governor's recommended budget, and the governor's recommended budget cuts higher ed by 36%. So,
you know, John, all these meetings are done in a core group, which is secretive, and you know there's no public or media allowed in there, and I just think this goes against the grain of open government and any other government in Nevada, from the GIDs to the school board to the city council. they are subject to the open meeting law, but since you guys passed the open meeting law, you guys aren't even subject to the open meeting law. And with the push for transparency in government, don't you think that it's time that all these secret meetings go away?
Yeah, I wouldn't really call them secret meetings.
Well, no one else gets into them. They are secret.
Well, these would be meetings between legislative leaders, just like on a school board in your example, school board, county commission. People get together and discuss, you know, their feelings on the issue. Then they go into an open forum meeting and they put everything on the table. Same thing will happen here. Just like all the budget discussions we've been having, they've all been open. All the revenue side, that'll all be open. But, you know, there are some meetings that take place behind closed doors.
So is the reality that nothing would ever get done if you didn't have this ability?
I think that it would be very challenging to get 63 people all on one page without some leadership from some folks to say, hey, here's the general way we're going. This is the track we're going down.
You know, I have a hard time buying that because we live in a democracy, an open form of government, and every other government in Nevada abides by the open form of government except the legislature.
Yeah, I just think I made that argument. I think that that happens with the county commission, with the school board, with all the local governments.
You get too many people on those boards together, that's a violation of open government.
True. I don't think they all get together, but I think there's some private discussions that happen between two county commissioners, two school board members, etc., you know, two, three. But yeah,
not a core group like they have at the legislature.
Right.
And let me ask you this. Compare this to 03. And the negotiations that were held there, where Governor Gwynne did come out very early and say what he wanted to accomplish. What's been the difference this time?
Well, in these groups, usually, and this one, since you mentioned the governor hasn't been involved at all, quite frankly.
But his staff has, though.
Well, not that I'm aware of.
No budget director? No Josh Hicks, Mindy Elliott?
Not at the level of the core group, for sure.
Are they welcome?
Sure, they're welcome. I mean, I don't know why they wouldn't have that kind of discussion with us. So that's one difference. The other difference is this. I mean, I think we're all really kind of getting along at this point. Up till, you know, in the last 24 hours, we've all been working towards the same goal because there's really nowhere to go for anyone. Everyone knows the dire state the state's in, and everybody's trying to aim in the same direction. So the collegiality and the getting along has been good to this point.
But what comes next? It's going to get tougher.
Well, next comes revenue, and I think it will get tougher.
You know, we're talking about a tax increase that some people say could be just short of $1 billion. Now, in 03, when we had the big Gwynne tax hike, there was a lot of run-up to that because in 02, we had the Governor Gwynne's Blue Ribbon Panel on Taxes, which vetted all these taxes out in public. But in this session, you don't have that. It seems like the Democrats' plan for revenue and taxes was secret from the get-go. We never found out what it was.
Yeah, there's no secret plan. I think all those revenue generating ideas have all been vetted. I mean, they're all out there. You just dust them off the shelf and pull them off. I mean, I don't think there's any new secret idea about where we get revenue. It's pretty simple. I mean, you've got some well-established ones. You've got some ideas that have been vetted over and over and over again. You just dust them off and you bring them out and you try to come to some kind of agreement between everyone.
Okay, let's take a break. More with the Assembly Majority Leader when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Need a DVD made quick? At DVD Express, you get your DVD copies fast. They offer the fastest turnaround time, so your DVD project is back to you in no time. DVD Express can convert your old media to DVD. They convert VHS, Betamax, 8mm video, and 8 or 16mm film, all to DVD. You can even save your family photo albums to DVD. Back up your business presentations and project video archives. Call DVD Express at 775-324-1922.
I think if we add this mixture, we'll be all set.
Are you sure?
I don't think that's right, Paul. When is this project due?
It's due tomorrow. We shouldn't have waited.
Oh, no.
Maybe we should call the experts.
I hear you need an expert.
We'll start from the very beginning.
There's no time to waste.
The Intel International Science and Engineering Fair is coming to Reno this May. 1,600 of the world's most gifted young scientists will compete. Learn how you can judge, volunteer, or donate at icefnevada.com.
Welcome to the most progressive industrial park in America. I'm Lance Gelman, and this is the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Our feature subject is the 15-mile extension of the USA Parkway, connecting north to south and I-80 to Highway 50. When complete, this highway will open up rural Nevada to this major employment center. The shorter commute will save Nevada over 500,000 gallons of fuel and eliminate 22 million pounds of CO2 emissions in the first year alone. This is the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with John Asagura. He is the Assembly Majority Leader. Okay, so now we're talking about taxes and dusting off of taxes. Basically, these have been revealed all along. I mean, you went to a Legislative Council Bureau at the very beginning and said, okay, if we were to raise this by this much, how much money would we get? At this point, is there consensus on what taxes are going to be raised? Because it's obviously not going to be new taxes, not going to be a gross receipts tax. It has to be some kind of play on the taxes that already exist, correct?
Yeah, I think that's correct. I think it will be some existing tax that we know the numbers on what it raises, and we just implement it. That revenue discussion starting today, and again, there's just no big secret. I mean, we wanted to go through the budget.
All right, so as there's no secret, so do you anticipate doubling of the modified business tax? Because that's an easy one to be able to do.
Somewhere in that neighborhood, I would think.
Okay, 1-2% on the sales tax?
I don't think it'll go that high.
So, but maybe 1%?
I don't think it'll go that high. I don't think we need that much revenue to get where we are. It's really a three-legged stool. I mean, you have to cut, that's what we've been doing for the last 3 months, is cut. You have the stimulus, and you have to try to maximize the stimulus as much as you possibly can.
Do we know what that number actually is at this point?
You know, it's hard to pin down exactly because there's some that are competitive. The stimulus parts of it are competitive, where we don't even know what we'll get. And then others, you know, like education, we're pretty well aware of what we're going to get. But then the third leg to that stool is revenue.
Okay, so you're saying on the sales tax, so maybe 0.5%?
I don't know what that number will be, but I think it will be, a fairly low number.
What is the total amount of taxes that going to be need to be raised? 700 million, 800 million?
Yeah, you know, I think just to get to the governor's recommended budget, we're at our numbers saying about 955 million. But then you have to pull out the stimulus, et cetera. So, I would say we're in the range between 7 and 9.
Wow.
And does that include the money already put in by the teachers' plan with the gaming industry?
It does. It does. That's in the governor's budget, so yes.
Right. All right. So this would be in addition to the governor's budget.
Correct.
You'd be looking at potentially 800 to 900 million?
7 to 9, I would say.
Is there concern from a political standpoint to not go beyond the raise that Governor Gwynn, the increase he put in there?
I think there is. I think there's a kind of an artificial wall put up by some that say they don't want to go above the $836 million, which is fine. Nobody wants to raise taxes. Democrats, Republicans, no one in the room wants to raise taxes, but that's the situation we're in.
Sunset, are you good with that?
On some, I would like to broaden the base a little, so if we broaden the base, I would be okay with keeping that in because I'm quite frankly going to be back in 2 years, hopefully, and I don't want to face this same challenge again 2 years from now. But for instance, like the sales tax, I feel that's a fairly regressive tax, and if I was to vote to raise the sales tax, then I would like that to sunset.
Okay, when you say broaden, where would you broaden?
Well, I think that the sales tax on services is an idea. I think even raising the modified business tax is broadening to a certain extent.
John, changing the subject a little bit, last week you verbally reprimanded Ed Goodhart. He's an assembly Republican for allegedly looking at explicit material on the assembly floor. The state law that deals with looking at explicit material on your computer does not include state lawmakers. Plus, he said this was his own computer. With that in mind, why verbally reprimand him? It looks like the majority party is looking to humiliate a member of the minority party.
Well, I don't see it that way at all. Actually, I would have. It wouldn't have mattered if it was Democrat, Republican, the man in the moon. I thought that type of action is not the proper decorum for the legislature, nor anywhere in public, quite frankly. And so, when I was notified, I took swift action.
Is he the first person to ever look at explicit material in the legislature on a laptop computer?
Well, I couldn't tell you that, but I can tell you that's the first time I've ever been notified of it.
Let's talk about, you're talking about taxes. Right now we have things like food and medicines that aren't taxed. Would you like to see them have a tax, or do you want to leave it the way it is?
No, I'd like to leave it the way it is. I think that helps me on the sales side of the tax not being as regressive, because in Nevada we have taken out food, medicine, some of the essential items, and so I think that makes our sales tax a little less regressive.
Are you disappointed the lottery bill went down?
I just read that in the paper today. Sometimes you don't know exactly what's passed and what hasn't from house to house, and I read an article today that said that the lottery was not going to get a hearing on the other side. A little disappointed. But I'm used to it. It hasn't passed the last five sessions that I've been
in
here.
In a century.
Yeah.
So, as you were saying earlier, the pressure really starts today because now you're looking at the revenue side.
Right.
How much of a fight, based upon the deadline that you have to match to be able to get a budget that is going to be vetoed by the governor and then get it back to him, how tough is this going to be?
Well, I think it's going to be tough. If we can nail down the higher ed budget today, that'll be the bulk of the budgets. Then we'll just have to close the budgets that aren't closed, about 40%, 50% of them, over the next few days. But those decisions have been vetted in the subcommittees already. So if we can close the higher ed and start on the revenue side today, we need to have it to the governor by the 21st in our minds, which is not very long from now. So that if there is a veto override, that we can do that.
The chancellor has been very bombastic, as you know, throughout this entire process. But with the idea that we could come to perhaps 12 or 13%, is that in the end a victory for the chancellor?
Well, I would think so, because coming from the 36% that the governor recommended, we started out last week in the low to mid 20s, and we've whittled that down and worked with each other to get that down to a 12-13%. That's a tough cut. That's a really deep cut. But the chancellor is passionate about the university system, and I don't blame him. I mean, that's he wants to get the number as low as he possibly can.
And that's where you got to leave it. I thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
What can I get for you today?
May I order a number 3? And I'd like a Coke and fries with that, please.
And I'll take a large side of oats.
Ma'am, did you say oats?
Looks like the rodeo must be in town. Woo-hoo.
Saddle up and get your tickets today at RenoRodeo.com or call 1-800-225-2277. The Reno Rodeo, the West is coming to town.
Did you know that gold mining in Nevada is one of the largest sources of gold in the world? Nevada currently produces 82% of all the gold mined in the United States. I'm a mine engineer, and the University of Nevada, Reno made it possible for me to do what I love and respect. Please let your legislator know that education matters. I'm Melissa Harmon, and this is my story. Visit educatenevada.org today and tell your legislator education matters.
I miss my mom, especially her smile. She lived a long and happy life, and she loved her rose garden. When we made arrangements for her funeral, we called Sparks Florist and talked about her favorite, roses. The designers and staff were so easy to work with, and all the flowers sent by family and friends were so comforting during such an emotional time.
When it matters most, say it with flowers. From your personal florist, Sparks Florist.
In our economy, the financial burden on families dealing with autism is even worse.
The first thing cut in this type of economy are nonprofit donations, which these families rely on. Insurance does not cover treatment for autism, and the cost is tremendous. There is no one for these families to turn to, so please urge your legislators to help these families dealing with autism.
This community leader is supporting Understanding Autism. We need your help to make a difference.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Wayne Frediani is here. He's the executive director of the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. Mayor Bob Kroll of Carson City, pleasure to have you here. And Liz McMenamin with the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. Great to have you all here. So Molly Ball reporting in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, no accord on higher education budget after hours of closed-door meetings. Frustrated legislators called it a night Monday, having failed to reach accord on the higher education budget. Democrats in the State Assembly and Republicans in both houses agree on a plan to cut higher education by 13%, but Senate Majority Leader Stephen Horsford says he wants a cut of just 12%. According to Assemblywoman Sheila Leslie, that disagreement amounts to just $14 million out of the multi-billion dollar budget. Senator Horsford has drawn a line in the sand. Your thoughts on this, Mayor Bob?
I think Speaker Buckley had it correct. Right? The last inch is a mile. At the other end of the day, you know what, $14 million is going to do. I mean, even though there's a line in the sand, I think $14 million is probably going to get resolved fairly quickly. I mean, it's just not that, you know, from a principal standpoint, it's probably a lot, but from a dollar standpoint, it's not that much.
It seems, you know, we've been hearing this for weeks now, that there are problems between the Speaker and the Senate Majority Leader. What is the problem here?
Well, Sam, I'm really not privy to what the problem is, but I'm pretty sure that it's probably difference in leadership styles. I would just venture a guess that they both have very different leadership styles. The Senator Horsford is new to this process, is fairly new. He had his session last session, and now he's in a position of leadership, and I think he's trying to find his way. Speaker Buckley has quite a few years under her belt. She has her own leadership style. So I think you might be seeing some very different thought processes on what of the leadership position is.
And Senator Horsford's passion is education.
I agree with what Liz is saying. I mean, they're both passionate about education. Barbara has been that way for many years, and Steve obviously is. And as Bob said, I think, you know, when it comes down to the end of the session or close to, mm-hmm. we're going to see some sort of an agreement reached out. And in some respects, they both, I think, should be complimented in working to the point that they didn't have to cut it as recommended by 36%. So 14 or 13 or whatever that number is, that looks pretty palatable.
Now, Dan Klage, the associate chancellor, he wants a cut of 10%. Liz, do you ever think it'll get that close, just 10%?
Well, I understand his thoughts in that process. He's not the one at the end of the day that has to pass the bills and has to balance the budget. The legislature and the governor are responsible for that. And so I don't know at this point in time if 10% is a reasonable number. While he'd like to probably see more money come to his university, I understand that. And he's probably going to fight for it. But at this point in time, right now, if they're having difficulties over the 1% difference, yeah. I don't know that you'll see it go to 10% at this point in time.
Bob, don't you think, though, when the governor proposed a 36% cut, if you get down to a 12 or even a 13%, this has got to be a big victory for higher ed?
Oh, I think it's a huge victory. And you know, I think but dollars aside, I think what's happened on higher ed is that you have a whole lot of people in the state, leaders in the state, who have taken a view on higher ed that says, you know, higher ed is very important. I mean, I listened to Senator Ensign speak the other day, who was very passionate about higher education, and I think you're seeing a change in the thought process that says, you know, higher ed is worth funding in this state if we're going to grow. So, you know, I think they come out they're not going to come out whole in a budget sense, but I think they come out whole in terms of what their public perception is in this debate. I think that's happening.
Well, one thing else I'd like to add, if you don't mind, I'd like to say that, Nevada, the higher ed people need to understand and be very appreciative that Nevada has funded it at such a high level. We're one of the few states that fund higher ed at close to 80%. When other states, had lived in Louisiana for years, it's at 50% the state funds higher ed. It is not at the level that we fund here. So I think the higher ed people need to reflect on that here in Nevada and be grateful that they've been able to stay at the place they have.
Do you think that higher ed needs to go out and really do a better job in securing private donations and also endowments?
Oh, absolutely.
Which would take the burden off the state?
Well, I think both universities have probably done a fairly good job of doing that, but obviously there's potential for more. And, I'm like you, Ray. I think, 12-13% is a home run for the university system. Mm-hmm. And they should be very grateful for that. I'm looking in the paper the other day where I see in California that they're raising tuitions 9.2%. So if you can't get to the number you need to get to, then that's, I guess, the last alternative. They don't want to raise tuition out of sight, but it's an option.
I've got about 30 seconds. I just want to ask you, with auto dealers having problems all across this country, how is the legislature helping or hurting your industry right now?
It's been fairly neutral, Sam. Our biggest push is with the federal Congress right now, and when stuff is in bankruptcy courts, there's not much a legislature can do or anybody can do. We just have to see how it plays out. But it's tough economic times right now.
We in Carson City, we want them to succeed very much. Auto dealers are 40% of our sales tax budget, which is sales tax are 50% of our budget here in Carson City. It's a big issue for us in Carson.
And that's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. Great discussion. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Gold Dust West, your house full of friends.
There's a deal every day, guaranteed at Gold Dust West. We're your neighborhood spot for the best value in gaming and delicious dining. Come in today and get the most bang for your buck every time you play. And now it's prime time with our juicy prime rib with all the trimmings for just $7.77.
I've been a meat cutter for 40 years. This is the best steak I've had in a long time.
Gold Dust West, your house full of friends.
And a deal every day.
I never once thought I'd get laid off. After 20 years.
I never planned on losing my husband or his income.
They cut my hours in half.
Half?
I can't pay half my bills, though.
We didn't want to use credit cards to make up for my reduced income, but we didn't have a choice.
We need help because right now, I don't know how we'll make it.
If you're struggling with credit card debt, InCharge Debt Solutions is here to help you. Our certified credit counselors work directly with creditors to combine payments, reduce interest rates, and eliminate late and over-limit fees. We can even help put a stop to collection calls. It's not a loan. It's a proven solution that'll help you repay debts faster and help you avoid bankruptcy.
I needed to take charge of my debt. And I did.
I did.
I did.
Call us today for a free consultation and let us help you help yourself out of debt. InCharge Debt Solutions.
Every year, countless numbers of homes in the Truckee Meadows are threatened by wildfires. The most important thing you can do to protect your home and your family is to have Reno Roofing Company replace your shake roof. Let the professionals at Reno Roofing show you how attractive Class A fire-rated fiberglass shingles can enhance the look and safety of your home. Call now for your free estimate. Using top-quality materials and top-quality crews, Reno Roofing Company will assure you peace of mind for years to come.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Thanks, Sam. Tomorrow's guest is Senator Bob Coffin of Las Vegas. He's the chair of the Senate Taxation Committee.
And he may not agree with what the majority leader said today.
Oh, yeah.